message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
I said, praise the Lord. It's my pleasure to welcome you to God's presence this morning. We can feel the tangible, auspicious presence of God already with us, and we intend to retain it. We intend to retain it. And even while I'm ministering, be expectant, because at any time, the Spirit of God will touch you and He will bring about testimonies in your life and in your family in the name of Jesus. Can I hear you say a bigger amen? I'll be speaking this morning on extraordinary Thanksgiving. It's a Thanksgiving service, and we know that God will glorify Himself in the name of Jesus. Extraordinary, when you say something is extraordinary, means remarkable. Extraordinary means remarkable. Extraordinary means exceptional and astonishing. Something is remarkable. It is exceptional. It is astonishing. Also, extraordinary means something is marvelous and is incredible. There's big English this morning. Remarkable, exceptional, astonishing, marvelous, incredible, and of course, it is phenomenal. When something is extraordinary, it's phenomenal. It's unusual. And of course, progress means to make a headway in life. Progress means to make a headway in life, to assess improvement in life. Progress is to assess improvement. And of course, progress means breakthrough and advancement in life. So when you put the two together, it means that a person who is assessing extraordinary progress is assessing breakthrough advancement in an exceptional way, in a remarkable way, in an astonishing way that people begin to open their mouth, they can't close it. And in this month of March, I tell you this sincerely, before God whom I stand, you and your family will experience progress in the name of Jesus. I say you will experience progress in the name of Jesus. If I were you, I will say an international amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. The anchor scripture for our teachings this month is Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18, that the path of the just is as a shining light, and it shineth more and more until the perfect day. We have other scriptures, and then we'll be showing you that in the course of the different services in the course of this month. So you have been ordained for progress. Your stagnancy in life is ultra-virus. It is not right to be on the same level. It is not right for a person's physical life, spiritual life, financial life, material life, or any sector of his life never to move forward. God wants things to get better for you. And it will get better for you in Jesus' name. I said it will get better for you in Jesus' name. And one of the major requirements to assess this is what we are talking about this morning, which is Thanksgiving. Extraordinary Thanksgiving is exceptional and outrageous bombardment of heaven with praise, gratitude, and an offering. Exceptional bombardment of heaven. Exceptional bombardment of heaven with praise, with gratitude, and with offering. And just as there are different levels in school in terms of result, we have first class candidate. Am I right? We have second class, we have third class, and we have pass. That is the same realm that Thanksgiving is. Thanksgiving is in levels and it's in classes. And by God's privilege, this morning I'll be showing you And I'll be dissecting these classes this morning. The first class I'll be showing you levels of thanksgiving is what we call the pass level. The pass level of is very unlikely you have heard this anywhere, because I have not heard it from anywhere. This is fresh from heaven. It's very unlikely. If you heard it anywhere, the person heard it from me. And I'm preaching it for the first time today. The first level is called the pass level. This is the level of thanksgiving that is just there. It is not exceptional. It is not, there's nothing to, it does not carry honor. It is thanksgiving, but it's not carry honor. It doesn't carry honor. And you know, God will never receive from a man thanksgiving that lacks honor. In Malachi 1 verse 6, the Bible says, a son honoreth his father. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If I be your father, where is my honor? So, look at that. And if I be a master, where is my fear? Saith the Lord of hosts. So, God does not take thanksgiving that lack honor. A past level of thanksgiving is just, let me just, it is characterized by statue kind of posture, just standing and just doing one fine one, doing your face one kind. Yes, thanking God. There is no honor in the past level of thanksgiving. There is no reference in the past level of thanksgiving. It's just take. Most of the time in schools, when they give people pass, it's just for them to just manage to have you out of school. Most of the time, the lecturer just gives them to push them out. Say, you have stayed long enough here. And that is the same level of thanksgiving that some people give to God and expect God to bless them and give them something special. The more a man stays in past level, the more his life stays on the same level. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that you will move from that low grade level of thanksgiving to a higher level in the name of Jesus. This level lacks passion. There is no passion. In the past level, have you ever seen anybody with past that has passion? Maybe when he leaves school, he can have passion. But while in school, because past is most of the time a sign of lack of in-depth passion. Most of the time. And it's the same thing in the area of thanksgiving. Number two level of thanksgiving, also under the past level, you can write down Malachi chapter 1 verse 7 to 8. Malachi chapter 1, as if you can, I can read that scripture quickly before we move to the second level. Malachi 1, 7 to 8. Ye offer polluted bread upon my altar, and ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that ye say, the table of the Lord is contemptible. Look at verse 8. Next verse, please. And if you offer the blind, they offered something to God, but it was not acceptable to God. It was a pass. Let me just give God like that. Just take this offering, Joe. It will be disturbing us now. If you offer the blind to the, if you offer the blind for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it now unto your governor. Will he be pleased with thee, or accept thy person? Saith the Lord. This dance is not for me. This is not the level of dance that you should dance for because of what I've done for you. What you are giving me, a meager money, is not. I have seen it before that they gave, or I heard it that they gave somebody that is a beggar money, and the beggar said, "No, I passed this level of this money." I can't imagine how much they will give a beggar, and the beggar will say, "No." The old beggar too has level. There are some level beggars, they don't take 100 naira. They don't take on that. They are level as people. No. Give the small boys that are there. I'm an executive. Not to talk of the Almighty God. He cannot just take any form of thing from us. I say, God, just take. It's Thanksgiving Sunday. Just take. Take the dance. Take the same money. This is what I have. If you don't like it, I keep it. That's a past level. It's just, you are giving it, but it's not quality. Number two. Level of thanksgiving is the third class level. The third class level is a below standard level, but not as bad as the past level of thanksgiving. It is not exceptional because it has the sequel of pride in it. The third class level is a level whereby a person did not do exceptionally well, yet is so proud. I know you know the story of Nebuchadnezzar very well in Daniel chapter 4 verse 22, downward, and how pride destroyed him. A woman or a man cannot be proud and expect to have the best of God. A proud person cannot regularly and consistently get the best of God. You can read that scripture later. I'm running for time. In Malachi chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, the priests, that's why pastors and ministers, please be careful. So that you don't go into this third class level. The Bible says, and now, O ye priests, this commandment is for you. If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart, to do what? To give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. I will curse your blessing. Yea, I have cursed them already, because ye lay it not to heart. Somebody say, God forbid. God said, if you refuse to move from this lackadaisical appreciation, if you refuse to thank me, you are at risk. And you know that when we say priests, not only pastors, but we say we are kings and priests. And we are meant to reign on this earth. We are kings, we are priests, and we are meant to reign on this earth. So we are all priests in one area or another. So, the third class level is higher than the past level, but it's not exceptional. And a person must not stay at that level of thanksgiving if he wants to make a difference in life. A person must not be comfortable with a third level of thanksgiving, third class level of thanksgiving. Number three that I'll be showing you this morning is the second class level of thanksgiving. It is a medium or average level of thanksgiving. It is not too poor, yet it is not outstanding. It is sometimes mixed with murmuring. That is why it's not exceptional. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Neither ye murmur as others murmured and were destroyed by the destroyers. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 10. Look at the children of Israel. In Exodus chapter 15 from verse 1 to 8. Downward, I know you know the story very well from verse 1 to 18. God blessed them so well and they began to dance. Look at that. And Moses sang and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord and spoke saying, I will sing unto the Lord for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and its riders are he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. I can stop at verse 5, but it's from 1 to 18. But because of time, I will stop at 5. Look at this. Pharaoh's chariots and his host are he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. And the depths have covered them. They sank into the bosom of the stone. You can see that they were just praising God. They were just appreciating God. They were dancing and praising God. But in another minute, they started murmuring. Exodus 15, 23 to 26. Exodus 15, 23. What happened? They got to a particular place and there was no water. Now look at that. And when they came to Morah, they could not find the same chapter. Just praising God, just a few minutes ago. The same chapter, the same period. The same class of people. Praising God in the morning, murmuring in the night. Praising God in the afternoon, grumbling in the day, does not make a person to enjoy the best of God. Now the people murmured, can you see that? They murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? Verse 25, and I will stop there because of time. And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he had cast into the water. And the waters were made sweet. There he made them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. God proved them there. Just a little challenge, they changed their language. In the face of challenges, may you not change your language to a negative one. I say, in the midst of challenges, may you not change your language to a negative one. A second class thanksgiver is average. Does it regularly, but it's not. Sometimes, mamas, God, I thank you, Sha. Is this where I'm actually supposed to be? I appreciate you. Thank you. You know, when you give somebody something, thank you. The person has spoken already. That is, thank you, Sha. Thank you, Aja. I appreciate you. But when you do something for somebody and the person goes the extra, then it's another level. Now, these are just the first three areas. I will go to the main area that I want to talk about this morning, which is called the first class thanksgiving, or what we call the extraordinary thanksgiving. This is the exceptional appreciation of Jehovah for all he has done for you. And I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good. And I will worship you forever, love you forever. This kind of thanksgiving is thick, is big, and is massive. It's done regularly and it is done consistently. It's done in the kitchen. It's done in the toilet. It's done in the bus on the way to Lagos. It's done in the air, in the aeroplane. It's done when you are mopping the floor. It's done when you are washing the car. It's done on your way to lectures. It's done on the Okada or on the Achaba, when you are moving to from one place to place. It's not dependent on building. It's not dependent on credit balance. It's not dependent on the quality of clothes you have in your cupboard. It's dependent on the knowledge of God. You know that this God is so big. And you have determined, come what may, God, I will worship you. Your heart is fixed to appreciation. It's a thanksgiving whereby for the rest of your life you have made up your mind. If you bless me, I will worship. If you don't bless me, I will worship. That's your song. All my life, I just want to be a man and a woman of appreciation. Examples of those that operated in this realm, undoubtedly the first example is David. Was a man of appreciation. You are the living God. There's no one like you. 7 times a day, you will appear before God and be worshiping God. 7 times a day, you will appear on different postures. On his knees in the morning, on his chest in the afternoon, on his legs in the evening, at his back in the night, consistently in praise. Psalm 119:164, 7 times a day, he was in praise and thanking God. To the extent that in 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13, 2 Samuel chapter 6, verse 13 to 17, he praised God with all his might, not psychedelic praise. And it was so that when they built the ark of God that had gone 6 steps, look at this, everybody. Everybody, please look at me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They will kill sacrifice for God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Sacrifice for God. So you can imagine, you can predict how many sacrifices this man did to God. He was addicted to God. Now go on in that same place. And it was so. Next verse, beloved. And David danced before the Lord with all his might. And David was guided with a leading effort. He danced. He did not just dance. He danced with all his strength. I am very sure David must have sweat. He must have sweat. He danced. He praised God. And because of this, this man became very exceptional. No battle was ever lost by David. Always winning. Nobody fought like him. Nobody won like him. The man of war showed up for him. The man of war will show up for you today. I said the man of war will show up for you today. He was an addict of praise. Because of time, I will move forward. I can preach the whole day on this David. But let's go to the second example of those that gave God extraordinary thanksgiving. Is a man called, two men called Paul and Silas in Acts 16:24-25. Acts 16:24-25. They were in the prison, yet they were praising God. They were thanking God. Acts 16:24-25. And at midnight, these young men began to praise God and began to worship God. And suddenly, the prison gate busted open. And their band was loose. And God himself, God, everybody heard them. The prisoners heard them. Everybody heard them. Everybody was surprised. What's going on? You know what happened? God was there. God himself descended to come and see the praise. Somebody sent something to me. Some people came to God and were praying. A lady came to God. God, I need this. God said, very soon, I will do it. The person left. Another person came again. A man knelt down. God, I need this. God said, very soon, I will do it. Bye-bye. Then another man came. He was blind. I don't know if you've seen it. He was blind. And with his stick, he came to his room where he praised God. And went on his knees and started worshiping God. I don't want anything, God. I just want to worship you. And he started worshiping. God on his throne got up. Angels were dancing. God was smiling. Then he started shaking while standing. All the others, he didn't stand. He sat down. He sat down majestically. But in this one, he got up. And he started dancing. And then he did like this. Wah! Receive your sight. You know how things are. But that exactly is how things work. You must pay for this thing now. How much is your ticket now? And then he just saw that his eyes was open. He removed his dark glasses. And then he began to see. Do you know something? All you have brought to God this morning, that is a problem. Can we forget it as we move into Thanksgiving? Can we forget that rent that you want to pay? Can you forget that job that you need desperately? Can you forget that car that the money is not yet complete, that you want to complete the payment? Can you forget the land that you have paid deposits and you have not finished paying the money? Finish, and they just gave you receipt for the little payment you made. Can you forget that school fees that you have not paid? Can you forget that sickness that is troubling you? Can you forget the burdens? And just worship. And as you do that, I see God blessing you in the name of Jesus. Number three example. And I think I'll just stop at that example and then I'll try to round up from there. The third example is a woman with ointment in Luke chapter 7, verse 37 to 38. This woman, a young lady, though a sinner, yet she knows the importance of thanksgiving. That's why sometimes many will be surprised how people that they will think are sinners, in quotes, because I don't know the person that gave somebody the right to call another person a sinner. The people, I've quoted this scripture how many times now? It's Luke 7. Media, don't sleep. And behold, a woman in the city was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment. Go on. And stood at his feet behind him, weeping in worship. And began to wash his feet with her tears. She was crying in worship on the floor. And her tears were so much, it was dripping. And it was washing the feet of Jesus. And did wipe them after she used the tears to wash the feet of. See what they call exceptional praise and thanksgiving. After she had worshiped with intensity, with her tears, no need for water, she took her hair and went on the floor and used her hair to dry the feet of Jesus. In history, nobody has done that before that. Until your thanksgiving becomes so exceptional that nobody has ever thanked God like that in your family, you can't make an extraordinary mark in that family. If you really want to make a mark in life and in that family, you have to thank God like nobody has ever done. That's why I always tell pastors and people that are close to me, your desire in life should be to do much better than anybody in your family has ever done. If nobody in your family has ever given to God as much as something, then you do it. If nobody, that should be your desire. Don't look for anything. As God sees your heart, that your heart is panting after him, he will bless you. He will release resources to you. He will change your life. He will decorate you in a way that you cannot even imagine. But when he sees that your heart is full of vanities, when he sees that your heart is not straight, your heart is not right, there's no way he can bless you. My prayer for somebody here this morning is that more than this woman did, God will give you the grace to worship him like never before in Jesus' name. Exceptional thanksgiving is characterized by worship, is characterized by praise, is characterized by clapping, is characterized by dancing, is characterized by giving. All these things I mentioned, it must be there if you want to praise God exceptionally. Clapping, worshiping, praising. Your song is you are just singing. Either your voice is good or not, that's not what matters to God. He gave you that voice, and he's ready to listen to that voice. Your voice is sonorous in God's ears.
Alabara, you are the mighty God. And he loves all we do. You are the glorious God. Alabara, you are the mighty God. You are the glorious God. Oh, see your.
us around now. My counsel to you this morning is, as we go into this Thanksgiving, don't stay at the first, at the past level. Don't stay at the past level, like marking register level. I came for Thanksgiving service in March. No. Don't stay at the third class level. Press. Don't stay at the second class level. Press into the first class level. The exceptional Thanksgiver. Those that heaven will mark that they actually came to this service today. Either you are watching us on the internet or you are here in this tabernacle. Today is the day that God will answer your prayers. And as we conclude this fast today, I see everyone here enjoying exceptional progress in the name of Jesus.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate